I'm a young girl, I'm a young student, and I'm in Stornoway, and I'm trying to, I'm training to be a social worker. And I've been given different people as a caseload, and I've been asked to go and see an old lady who really, I think, is kind of seen, it was seen as the sort of village nuisance, really. I remember her, she's just etched in my memory, because her name was Merdina McLeod. And she would go out every day and she'd start to gather. She'd gather milk bottle tops and bits of cigarette packets that had the shiny bits. And she would walk about and she'd come home and she'd cover her house with them. She'd stash and stash and stash all this stuff in her house. Now, I never had any Gaelic. I had all the Gaelic sounds because I was brought up in the West, but my family spoke the Doric, so we never spoke the Gaelic. And I was on her doorstep and she never had any English. So I was clambering my way through the milk bottle tops and all of the stuff. And I get into the living room and it's just floorboards. And she's a little wee woman, kind of wizardy up wee woman. And so and I was a wee bit kind of mesmerised, so I didn't know what to do because I wasn't trained to do these things. So I got on the phone and went, telling folk what you're doing if you're trying to pass exams. So I just did it. And at the end, she would come up and she'd go, and she'd be greeting, and I'd be greeting, and I'd go home. And then the next time, I would do it again. And I was fascinated because it was the sounds of visceral grief. But I never really understood what the visceral grief was, and she was always worrying that we were going to send her off to Creigdonnet. And people did, often she had to go. It got overwhelming, and in those days nobody talked about PTSD in fancy words. And so I never really understood it, but towards the end of the time I was there, I was asking about her, and I was like, oh, that's Merdina. She was one of the ILA wives. And you know about the ILA that sank in harbour at the end of the First World War when the troop ship came in, the boat sank, and there are graves all over Lewis of the ILA men. And I never really encompassed it. And to be honest, I never really talked about it. Who would you talk about that to? So I kept it in my heart. But when I heard the song from the Cockatoos, I'd heard the sound before.